Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we would like to see come to the game. And guys, there is no end to the things that the community wants to see come to the game. So if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying this podcast, please consider subscribing to it on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, be that Apple Podcasts or even Spotify, whatever you listen to podcasts on. And if you really, really enjoy listening to it, why don't you share it with a friend who also might enjoy Dig Straight Down? Maybe you've got a friend that you play Minecraft with, and y'all like to talk about ideas for Minecraft updates, or maybe you like to theorize on upcoming updates, all of that kind of stuff. If you've got a buddy who's interested in that, they will probably be interested in the things we talk about on this podcast. All right, guys, before we get into this episode, I do want to remind you that next week, I'm only doing one episode, and it will be the Wednesday episode, and it will be the same for the next week as well. So next week and the week after, I'm only going to be doing episodes on those Wednesdays. So keep that in mind as you stay tuned. And then also, I do want to remind you guys that in June and in December, I will be taking those months off just to have a little break and refresh my mind and just take a breather from the podcast for a little bit. So that being said, let's get into the Q&A segment of this episode. This is the segment that I like to open up every podcast with by highlighting your ideas and opinions about Minecraft. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys, with the mace enchantments finally released, which one is your favorite? Now, the mace enchantments are density, which increases the damage that you can deal per block you fall with the mace. There's wind burst, that when you land a hit, there's a wind burst that knocks you up into the air and knocks your opponents away. And then there is also breach, that has a chance to ignore a certain percentage of armor protection on your targets. So John Marshmallow says, wind burst, definitely. I think some people don't understand it because it launches the enemies up, but it only boosts you if you tap space. Really? Am I missing something? Is that true? I'll have to play around with that. You may have caught me out on that one. Micaiah says, wind burst, it's beautiful. And I gotta agree, it looks pretty beautiful. James says, breach, I've been waiting for an enchantment that can ignore armor. And that one might be one of the best ones to have, honestly. This person likes Chickens Forever says, I don't like density. It's too OP, and wind charge is okay, but I would like it if it had a little bit more of a flourish. But I like breach. Breach is cool because it is the only enchant that works like potion damage. Good point. Potion damage, the damage potions ignore armor, and so does this enchantment. Miles says, wind burst. It's really fun to use and create a sort of pogo mechanic that will almost certainly be used in parkour challenges. Great point. I wonder if people will start having entities in their parkour challenges. It could be mobs, but it also could be things like armor stands. That would be interesting. Energy Turtle says, the breach enchantment is my favorite because if you're against someone with full netherite, you have a fighting chance. Maybe we could add a new armor enchantment, breach protection. I feel like that would just, you know, cancel out breach, wouldn't it? I don't know. Interesting idea. Anselm says, I like the one that bounces you back up. It allows for some awesome combos. So here's another fan of Windburst. Zachariah says, Breach, when I'm fighting on multiplayer PvP, I'm often outmatched when it comes to armor. Now it's my turn to outmatch somebody. Say hello to my mace who doesn't care about netherite armor. Oh, I love that attitude. And finally, Silas says, The enchantment that allows the mace to ignore armor is amazing. I can't wait to see professional PvPers fight with this weapon. Now that it's interesting to me that Breach is seemingly a really popular one. I would have thought Windburst or even Density would have been the most popular, but a lot of people are really tuning into Breach, it seems like, and that's really cool to see. Honestly, I think all three enchantments are really, really, really good and definitely have their place. And I think because of that, I might would like to see you have to choose between the three. I don't know. Maybe that would be a bad move, but it could be that you have to choose between the three, and you can't have all three enchantments on one mace. So you kind of have to choose, is this going to be a breaching mace? Is this going to be a density mace? Is it going to be a windburst mace? Maybe that's a bad idea. If it is, forget I said it. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. If you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to Discord and do it on the channel that I have dedicated to the Q&A segment. I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description. It's a great place to chat with other listeners of the podcast about things like Minecraft, ideas for Minecraft updates, and even collaborate, if you would, on the One Block Challenge. That's the weekly challenge that I do here on this podcast. This being a Friday episode, I'm actually going to be reading the winning three ideas of this past week's One Block Challenge. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and get started on that. As a reminder, the theme for this week's One Block Challenge was randomness. So that I was just looking for blocks that had anything to do with being random or having random behaviors. Just anything that had to do with randomness. So in third place, we have Nightshade, who wrote in with an idea. Nightshade writes, Hey Rebel, my idea for the randomness one block challenge is not a new block. It's a change to powdered snow blocks. I hope that's okay. It's totally okay to do just changes to existing blocks instead of completely new blocks. So keep that in mind as you go forward in these challenges. If you don't want to come up with a completely new block, just change a block that already exists according to the theme. My idea, they continue, is that when a projectile is thrown or shot into a powdered snow block, it gets ejected in a random direction. This could be fun for mini games or even used in PvP somehow. Thanks for the podcast. Nightshade was struck by a trident she threw into powdered snow.
Oh, okay. So bonus points for sneaking a trident into your into your idea here. That's my favorite weapon in the game, and goodness gracious, I'm on a warpath to get the trident to be a good weapon. I like this idea. Okay, so I can see some interesting uses for this. Imagine having a wall of powdered snow sort of like built into your fort, and maybe you and your and your friends are having some sort of fort to fort battle. And they're shooting arrows, they're shooting projectiles. It hits the powdered snow and it rebounds back at them. Or even like they said, for mini games, like that could be kind of cool as well. I wonder how this would work if you're inside the powdered snow block and you shoot an arrow. Like, what does that do? Does that, do you have a chance of hitting yourself accidentally or changing the direction of, there's so many questions that I have about this, but I love this idea, this core mechanic here of a block that randomizes projectile, like, directions. Really, really cool idea. So thank you so much, Nightshade, for this idea, and congratulations on coming in third place. All right, in second place, we have Mega Dragonistic. Oh, that is a cool name. And Mega Dragonistic says, What's going on, Rebel? Mega Dragonistic here with an idea for the One Block Challenge. The Chorus Gate is crafted with the new Heavy Core, surrounded by Chorus Flowers. When you crouch on the gate for 3 seconds, it teleports you to a random location up to 1,000 blocks away. It always TPs you to a solid block to avoid falling into lava or the void. this could be a good way for finding a fresh start after getting bored with your base or for searching for end cities. Hope you like it, Mega Dragonistic. Okay, that's an interesting idea. I like this idea a lot. I think it's pretty balanced, right? And for the reasons that they brought up, it could be a good way to just randomize your location in the world, right? There are uses for that. Like, if you want to go find a specific biome and you don't want to use, like, chunk base to do it, you'd want to just kind of random roll of the dice, send me somewhere up to 1,000 blocks away. And that, maybe the distance could be changed even greater. I don't know exactly. My question about this would be, does the block come with you, or do you need to then craft another one once you get to a certain place? And if you have to craft another one once you get to a certain place, you can't just use the same one over and over. I think that would be okay. It would be another way to balance this. And also, I really like the idea of using this to search for end cities in the end. It's never going to teleport you in the void. It's always going to put you on a safe place. And that could be a good way just to sort of random roll your location in the end dimension and find something there. It would be more dangerous to do it in the nether, I think, because a magma block is a solid block. And also, it could put you in a fortress or a bastion. So yeah, lots of interesting things here. I like it a lot. So thank you so much, Mega Dragonistic, for this idea. Really cool name, by the way. And congratulations on coming in second place. Now, guys, if you're listening to this and it seems like I'm kind of blazing through this podcast episode, it's because I kind of have a sore throat. I might be getting sick. I'm not sure. So I just wanted to get this podcast out there. Bear with me. I'm sorry. This is probably going to be a shorter one than usual. But that being said, let's get on to the winning idea here. And the winning idea comes in from Riptide MC. And they write, "Dear Rebel JC, your podcast is amazing. I always look forward to the next episode." Oh, thank you so much, Riptide. My entry to the one block challenge is the Redstone Randomizer. It's a redstone block, the same size as the comparator, and outputs a redstone signal of a random strength between 1 and 15. It needs a redstone input to turn on, and if a constant signal is inputted, then it will repeatedly output a random signal with a delay between outputs of the amount of ticks in the strength outputted. An input strength of 1 has a 15 tick delay, and a strength of 15 has a 1 tick delay. It is crafted with a comparator, repeater, and a redstone torch. I hope you like my idea. Riptide MC was shot by a randomized arrow. I wonder if you are using powdered snow. I like this idea. Okay, so in a long time ago, there was a mob vote, and one of the mobs was the Copper Golem. The Copper Golem was going to go around and press random buttons. That was all it was going to do. Everyone got excited about the Copper Golem because it was going to be a redstone randomizer. And so my opinion is, if we can't have the redstone golem, or the Copper Golem rather, then we should have this. I like this idea. Not just because it is a redstone randomizer, but also because of this other point here. An input strength of 1 has a 15 tick delay, and a strength of 15 has a 1 tick delay. That inverting of strength put into tick delay, I think, is really, really cool, especially the 1 tick delay. Now, again, I'm not a technical person, but correct me if I'm wrong. The Copper Bulb, which is a great addition to the game, by the way, but everybody got upset because they changed it from having a 1 tick delay to a 2 tick delay, because they wanted it to be uniform with everything else in the game. But this block that you're bringing up here, this randomizer, would bring that back. It might be a little bit more complicated than the Copper Bulb, but I think that that's a good way to balance it out. And I just think that it's a great idea. So, yeah, congratulations on coming in first place, Riptide MC, with the Redstone Randomizer. All right, so guys, that'll bring us to the end of this week's One Block Challenge. Go ahead and get started on next week's. Actually, it's not next week's. It's going to be an extended challenge. You'll have about 3 weeks to work on this idea. So go ahead and get started on it. The theme for the next One Block Challenge is metal. So I'm not saying it has to be a metal block. It just has to have something to do with metal. Now, it can be a metal block, but it just has to have something to do with metal. All the details for the One Block Challenge are in the description of this episode, so go check that out if you need a refresher. I can't wait to see your ideas. That'll bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your questions, your comments, and ideas to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.